National Broadcasting Company presents transcribed another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music by a leader and his orchestra who create the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. Now here is your host and conductor, Stan Kenton.
On tonight's concert miniature, we promise a very unique experience. Unique because of this. You people that have been used to listening to the Kenton music have heard a lot of original music and a lot of music that sometimes was rather difficult to, well, put it this way, to find the melody and to know just exactly what's going on. This evening, you're going to hear seven or eight numbers that you all know, numbers that we call portraits of standards. You know, some months back, our recording firm asked us to record something finally that the public could find the melody in, something that possibly would be a bit familiar to them. We made an album called Sketches on Standards. It was so successful that, again, we were approached to do a thing called Portraits of Standards. This evening, you're going to hear Portraits of Standards. The first portrait is I've Got You Under My Skin. Another portrait of standard is a tune that, well, somehow I don't believe that this song ever arrived at the number one spot on the hit parade, but for a songwriter or a publishing company, someone in this business, it's a very healthy thing to have a song not get too high, just high enough so that everyone notices it and will last for years and years to come. Here's one of those fortunate numbers. Here's Buddy Childers, trumpet player, first trumpet player, playing Autumn in New York.
Thank you.
A number of years back, there was a show, a very successful thing in New York called Revenge of Music. Out of the show, one of the big numbers was this thing called You and the Night and the Music. This one has been played fast and possibly, well, it's been kiddingly called the national anthem of the musicians, at least the musicians that jam for a living or improvise. It's been played all tempos, but mostly rhythm music. We thought we'd kind of pull a switch and present a ballad, How High the Moon. This next number, I believe that I can easily say that I have written possibly a half a dozen arrangements of it myself for different orchestras and singers that I used to work with before I've ever had a band. And even the fellow that arranged this number for us, Bill Russo, there was some talk about whether he could do a successful job or not because he had written arrangements on it so many times before. It must be important, this April in Paris. This is not an attempt to swing the classics. This is one of the lovely melodies written by Debussy. Here is our version of his Reverie.
Thank you.
I don't believe that if I could stop right now leading an orchestra and went to a piano and had an ambition to write music, I believe if I spent the rest of my life writing music 12 hours each day, 7 days a week, I could never write as many wonderful melodies that Duke Ellington has created in his time. We'd like to pick just one right now. Here's Frank Rosolino, trombonist, playing Duke Ellington's I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. At the moment, I think we need rhythm, something that moves, something that possibly can be danced to and also is of a jazz character that the jazz fans will appreciate. Here's the arrangement that we play on Crazy Rhythm. Like all orchestras, we have an identifying melody that, well, we call it a theme song. But ours, of course, throughout the years that we've been together, has suffered a lot of abuse and has enjoyed a lot of success. This one has been played as a tango and as a rumba. It's a good waltz. Occasionally we get stuck for a samba. We don't have it in the book, but when someone asks for a samba, we find that we can use it very successfully as a samba. And some time back, as I have explained before, we learned how to play it as a march. So we want you to know that if you're standing on the corner in your hometown one of these days and the Elks walk by, the band playing our theme song, you know that they have our latest arrangement. This is not the march version at the moment. This is the version that has become so popular, and it's known as the concert in miniature version of Artistry and Rhythm.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert. Tonight's program, transcribed, came to you from New York. Fred Collins speaking. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.